Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Ah, dear gosh, these Mondays come around quick, Jeff, don't they?
They do, but it's good to be here.
I tell you what, on a Monday it doesn't feel that way, though, when you think, oh, gosh, got to go to Friday now. Mate, it is good to have you here all the time. Let's talk about the first smartwatch in Australia that can use or that that is able to carry out an electrocardiograph ECG. It's now available, but it's not an Apple Watch. Do you think, tell us all about the watch, but as part of that, do you think that this will now make Apple apply for the appropriate paperwork so that their Apple Watch can do the same here?
Look, this has been really interesting to see. So a couple of weeks ago, I attended a briefing with a company called Withings, and not many people will have heard of this company before, but they make health tech, whether it's Wi-Fi scales or sleeping tech and things like that. They now have a new watch called the ScanWatch, and when they announced it to us, they said it can now do an ECG in Australia, meaning it was TGA approved, which is Australia's governing body for medical devices. I asked them directly, I said, how long did it take you from application to having approval? And they said it was a number of months, which made me think that given Apple has had the Apple Watch with the capability to do an ECG for a number of years, what the heck are they doing? Have they not actually applied to the TGA, or do they just not care about Australians in terms of giving them the full functionality of the Apple Watch that's been around for years now?
You start to think it's the latter of your two answers.
I think it is. Now, in Apple's defense, Samsung also has a watch which is not yet TGA approved for ECG, and Fitbit only just recently released a watch which could do ECG but has not had approval yet either. So it really is a bit of a testament to Withings that they've been able to do it and get approval before they even release the product. Kudos to them. I'm wearing it now. It's got 1 month of battery life. It monitors my sleep. It monitors my breathing patterns and things like that. And if I was really concerned about my heart health, I could do an ECG. But it's quite an impressive watch so far.
What else does it do? Does it, if you want to wear a watch for exercising, does it do those sort of things? Does it have that?
It does. It does most exercises. It has got about 12 different exercises to choose from in terms of tracking, but it's not really a fitness watch. I would say that if you really want to track, you know, cycling and things like that, there are other watches like the Fitbit that do a better job. This one looks like a traditional watch. So it's got analog hands. It's got a very small screen, and that's why it can get that 30 days of battery life. But, you know, when you're thinking about a watch, but it also has some smart functions, this one tends to meet the brief, whereas most smartwatches, they look like a smartwatch. It's a big screen on your wrist, whereas this is a very nice and elegant-looking watch.
No doubt, though, they're only capable of being matched with Android phones. Is that correct?
No. This will work with Apple or Android devices.
Right.
They've got an app for iOS. I've got it connected to an iPhone as well as an Android phone to try both, and It works just the same on both of them.
Okay. What do you pay for this watch?
You're looking at around $469 for this watch. It does come in two different watch faces. So there is one for ladies and one for the gents. But, about $469, you're looking at something like this.
So it doesn't do anywhere near what Apple does.
It does some notifications. You can choose which apps give you notifications. But because the screen is so small, you're not using the smartwatch to actually look at your messages or respond to messages like you would on an Apple Watch. So
it fits
a different brief, I think, for people.
Okay. The Apple Watch still seems to be, if you want to get your emails and you want all the things that the Apple Watch gives you, it seems as though the Apple Watch is still the best buy. It's the most expensive buy, but it still seems to be the best buy. If they would just fill out the paperwork and lodge this ECG, it would be even better.
Yeah, look, completely agree. And we all know that Apple sells more watches than all of the Swiss watch brands combined. So Apple's doing very well in the Apple Watch space. But I just think for Australians who are huge adopters of technology, I think it's a real shame that we haven't got the full functionality of the Apple Watch yet.
Yeah, agree completely. There was an Apple Watch update over the weekend, and I forget what they told you it could do with this update. And I was thinking to myself, I know. The new Apple Watch update that came through on the weekend, if you've got the headphones in, and I imagine it's just with their AirPods, if you've got the AirPods in and the volume is too loud, a warning will come up on the watch and tell you that the volume is too loud.
Nice. Yeah. Handy.
For your ears. Now, you jumped on an e-scooter and quickly you say jumped off. Why did you quickly jump off after you jumped on?
Look, so I got the Segway Ninebot scooter. Now, this is a pretty fast electric scooter. It's the first time I've ever ridden one. Hit speeds of around 20 kilometres per hour. I was wearing a helmet. But then that afternoon, I went online just to see where I could actually ride this. And could I take it down to the shops? Could I take it on a train? Turns out in New South Wales, I can't take it to any public spaces, including a footpath, or on the road, or anywhere in between. I can actually legally only ride this e-scooter at home or on a private property. So very quickly, I stopped riding the scooter, and unfortunately, I don't think I can really test it much more. So I rode it illegally, unknowing, but a bit of a warning for anybody who wants to buy an e-scooter, check your local state laws. And obviously, we're talking in New South Wales here. For $12.99, it's an amazing scooter, but you can't take it anywhere except for up and down your driveway legally.
So are they going to make advances to try and get these things registered? If you're going to want to take it on the road, obviously you've got to have it registered. Could you take it on the road?
Look, I think it's actually too dangerous to take on the road, given that you're on a scooter where you've got very limited protection. It only hits 20 kilometres an hour, which means you'd be going rather slow.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously wearing a helmet is one thing, but yeah, do you register these or do you ride them on the footpath where someone with a manual scooter is allowed to ride them? There's a whole lot of issues where in Queensland you can now ride these things on footpaths no problem. In Victoria they're running a trial as to where is the safe place to put these devices because, I mean, it's very zippy. I feel like I have full control of it still, but if you bumped into a pedestrian on this scooter, you would knock them over pretty good.
Look, I'm a bike rider, and I don't think that bikes and pedestrians mix. I just think that, you know, unfortunately, whatever we do, whatever, for that matter, you know, cars and bikes don't mix. But
yeah,
that's why I'm all for standalone bike tracks, as many as we can possibly have, because no matter where you are, pedestrians and bikes or scooters or skateboards, they just don't mix, do they? There are these, what do they call them? I don't know. You know, they have a remote control. They're a skateboard and, you know, they have a remote control. And they go fairly fast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I've seen those down along the beach in Newcastle by a couple of people that use them. And they fly along and they don't give a hoot about the people that are walking on the footpath. Thankfully, they're wide paths that we've got. But they don't care less. It's all about me. I'm on my skateboard. Get out of the way.
And I honestly felt the same when I was riding the scooter. It is so fast, and I probably looked a bit silly given my age standing on this scooter, but I can see why the kids are loving them. They're a lot of fun, but it does feel dangerous in that way when you're standing or zipping past pedestrians because it's also quiet, so you don't hear me coming.
Now, you've been testing a new projector from Philips. It fits in your pocket yet creates an 80-inch image on the wall?
This is the coolest little projector I've ever tested. Now, it's called the Philips PicoPix Micro, and it is micro. It's about the size of the palm of my hand, so it's about the size of a Scotch fillet steak. And I was plugging this thing in and then realised, oh, hang on, it's also got a battery built in, so I don't even need power. It runs on battery for about an hour and a half, and I can also connect to it wirelessly with my smartphone, so I can use AirPlay from my iPhone or I can Miracast from an Android device and play videos on any wall in the house, or if you're outside, find a nice, you know, bed sheet to hang on the wall and make it work. This is really that perfect little portable projector. And the one example I've used with this is laying in bed and project it up to the ceiling where most people have a white ceiling, and you get an 80-inch screen while you're laying down in bed.
I've never thought of that.
It's pretty cool. It's very handy, and it's so whisper quiet. Mind you, it's got speakers built in, which are terrible. You do need to plug in your own speakers or a pair of headphones as well would make the audio experience better. But 80-inch display, it's not going to be 4K, but in this whole little portable cinema experience, you don't care.
What do you pay for it?
Really cool.
Is it expensive?
Looking at $600 for it, so it's not cheap. But I guess for an 80-inch screen, it's pretty inexpensive in that way. But I just think it's a lot of fun if you want to have outdoor movie nights or indoor movie nights, really.
We all remember Nokia. I think we've all owned a Nokia phone at some stage, but I didn't know that Nokia are going into the... Are Nokia going into the smartphone market?
They have both. So it's funny that Nokia has still got the simple phone,
yeah,
but they've also pushed hard into smartphones as well.
Right. And this is a new Nokia smartphone?
Yeah, so we've got a new Nokia simple phone. So we've got a $79 Nokia phone, which if you've just got somebody who wants to make phone calls and send text, there is still a Nokia for that. It's probably indestructible like it used to be. That's $79. But then they've also got one for $249, which is still very cheap. And this is an Android smartphone with a large 6-inch screen. It's got the three cameras on the back. And, you know, it's a Nokia product, so usually the quality is pretty good. I mean, in phones that I've tested from Nokia, especially their smartphones, they're pretty impressive for the money you pay. I mean, $250 for a smartphone, it's not bad.
Oh, excuse me, I'm just yawning. you will get it. Probably people listening to us this afternoon won't, but I'm just yawning because you're about to talk about another event from Apple this year.
Look, we said it was coming, and I said it would make them look disorganized if they did, but here we are next, what is it, this Wednesday morning, we'll be getting up, well, I'll be getting up at crazy hours of the morning to hear what they have to say. I think it's just going to be a bunch of new Macs, so I guess today I'm warning everybody, if you're planning on buying a new Apple computer, don't do it.
I think
you should wait at least a week, find out what the news is, and then make a decision.
You know, I noticed what they called it. They called it, what is it, One More Thing or something like that?
They did. And they haven't used that term for about 5 years when they announced the iPhone X. So they usually reserve it for big things.
I was going to say they do, don't they? So one would think that if this is just an upgrade of their computers, that they've taken the one more thing that Apple became known for with Steve Jobs, and they've prostituted it, basically.
Potentially, yeah, and I think they've had a bit of a weird year where they had almost nothing until, you know, October, November, December when they're starting to do their events. So it's been a little strange for them. I know that they're going to want to make a big song and dance about whatever this is, but honestly, if it is just a bunch of computers with upgraded internal components,
who cares?
Who cares? It won't be interesting at all, and I don't think I'll be very busy that day with radio or TV spots at all.
You know, in many ways, the phone launch was the same. If you remember the free coverage, the free marketing that Apple used to get when they launched a new phone or a new product, I mean, it was just worldwide. This time round with their new phones, yeah, we got together and we had a chat, but I mean, it wasn't headline news on breakfast television shows and things like that as it's been in the past.
No, and I completely agree. I think, and there hasn't been queues around the block
for
an Apple launch in a long time either. It's hard to get this buzz, and it's really difficult for Apple to come out with products that make us think, wow, this is completely new or completely innovative. I'm yet to be surprised by them this year. So they've still got a chance. I mean, Wednesday morning, let's see what happens, but I'm not holding my breath.
Have you ever done one of the Apple lineup queues where you get there at about 3 o'clock in the morning and line up for the product?
No, usually I prefer to have a life, potentially go to sleep.
Don't say that. I've done it. I did it once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I got to here in Newcastle, there's an Apple store at a shopping centre called Charlestown.
Yep.
And I think it was for, do you know, I don't remember what the product was for. I think it might have been the Apple Watch.
Really?
Yeah, I think it might have been the Apple Watch. And yeah, I made inquiries with centre management, what car parking entry I needed to go to get there. I was number 3 in line when I got there. I ended up being number 3 in line. I got there about 3 a.m. in the morning.
That is crazy.
And I was number 3 in line. I was annoyed that there were two people in front of me, to be totally honest. But yeah, I got there. I think I was number 3 in line. I just wish I could remember what the product was.
It sounds like it was worth it.
It was fun to say I've done one.
Yes.
So, I think it was the Apple Watch.
And I also think now that given you can pre-order and have it delivered to your door the same morning it goes on sale.
That's true.
I think it has lost a bit of the lineup.
It
has. They probably still get huge pre-orders like they've always had, but we just don't visually see it anymore. It's probably all busy at Star Trek.
But it was fun to be part of it at the time. And I got to say, the guy that was number 2 in the queue, he was an app developer.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, and he had a couple of apps in for approval with Apple at the time. And just before the store opened, he got a message through on his phone that one of his apps had been approved to go on the App Store.
Cool.
So there was a sort of a celebration with the 4 or 5 of us in the line that had become Apple mates, if you like, for one morning there. So he was very happy about that. But the way that they did it, I mean, you know, they came out and they gave you vouchers for coffee, or they gave you coffee, they bought out donuts or cakes and stuff like that. So it became an event for everybody.
It did, and I think they have that big chant and countdown
they
before
do.
They open the door.
They do. Yeah, they do. It's all very Tony Robbins style.
It's a real church experience.
Yeah, it is. But that was a bit of fun. All right.
I love it.
Okay, mate. If it's a look, if it's some special event, we'll talk to you this week.
Absolutely. I'll be in touch.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, mate. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye. Jeff Quattromani, that's Tech Talk. We'll put the podcast up on the website if you want to have a listen back to it. Maybe you want to...